Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. I keep you. Hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And all that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to take our poll question, which I'm going to bring up in just a minute. But first, I want to bring Rich Galen back in here. Rich has been with us now for a segment. Rich is a longtime Brain Trust member, the publisher of Mullings.com, the cyber column that he writes three times a week. Outstanding political commentary. If you're a Republican, you'll like what he has to say. If you're a Democrat, you're going to want to tune in to see what he's up to. Rich, still three times a week, right?
Yes, sir, three times a week, except for August.
Yeah, Mullings.com, and of course, many of you see Rich on television from time to time. That's kind of your B job, right? A job is being on my show,
I just do TV in between my appearances on.
Then you schlep over to CNN.
I'm a Small Business Advocate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, Rich. Quickly, we were talking earlier about where the tax rates should be with the tax things that are going to be. The tax rates that are going to be extended, it looks like now, for everybody. We ask our audience over the weekend and current and every day on the website this week. Some people think anyone earning over $250,000 a year is rich. Currently, the big debate in Washington is whether to increase the income tax for this group. What do you think? And the question is, if you make over $250,000 or more, you're rich and should pay more taxes. 4% have said that. $250,000 really? Annual income is not rich, but this group should pay more in taxes. 21% said that. $250,000 annual income is not rich. Taxes should not be increased for anyone. 75%. So that's our highly scientific web poll there.
People that are in small business actually just sit there and nod when somebody says, "Well, you know, $250,000 sounds like a lot." And it is a lot, except if you're running a business and making $250,000 and you're plowing it all back in.
Yeah.
And the question is, are you going to be able to buy, you know, the two new computers you've been needing, or are you going to pay more in taxes? And if you pay more in taxes, you know, you may as well just send that out to the Pacific Ocean.
Well, and the thing is for most small business owners who make over $250,000 a year, it reminds me of. Oh, 30 years ago, I heard Paul Harvey say, the definition of a millionaire is somebody who can get his hands on $10,000 cash. You know? And the definition of a small business owner that makes $250,000 a year in annual taxable income is somebody who can get their hands on $3,000 in cash.
I was going to say somebody who can actually cash the last paycheck
and,
of the year.
And actually, and probably and somebody who only misses a paycheck about once every other month. You know, that's the truth, because that money is not that's not cash in their pocket. That's not W-2 income.
Right.
It's exactly. It's in the business. It's in the inventory. It's in the walls.
Yep.
So okay, I want to move off of that and talk about what happened. The only reason this happened was because the president had an attack of pragmatism, and so talk to us about what you think he did. What do you think, in his mind, what do you think made him tack to the center on this?
Several things. First of all, they can read polls the same as anybody else. I mean, polls get to the White House pretty quickly, and they absolutely realized that they were staring down the barrel of a one-term presidency, and a pretty embarrassing loss probably if things kept going the same way, and they really had three choices. One, they could do what Bill Clinton did, which was to run back to the middle, but that's where Clinton was from.
Right,
he was what's known as a DLC Democrat, Democratic Leadership Council, which is the moderate Democrat.
Well, he was a Southern Democrat, which is just a lighter shade of gray from a Republican.
Yeah, that's right. So he was very comfortable doing that. He had to kind of lock Hillary in the cupboard under the stairs for a couple of months. But they go. Then, or he could go back in time and try to recreate what Reagan did after he got buried in the 1982 first midterm election.
Right.
where we lost, I think, 36 incumbents. Mm-hmm. And back in those days, we didn't have that many to lose.
Right.
You know, we were still coming out off the Watergate.
Yeah, and they had the Senate for 2 years and then lost it again in 82.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And the but there were a couple of things there. First of all, the economy came roaring back, which is how it was mourning again in America,
right,
in the 84 re-election. Number one. And number two is Reagan could call on what we started calling Reagan Democrats,
mm-hmm,
in the House and Senate.
There are no Obama Republicans.
There's no such thing as
that. And there won't be any.
That's right. They may be, but they ain't talking. So that's not likely to work. And the third option, I thought, was to run to do what Harry Truman did after the 1946 election, which was to run against what he called the do-nothing Congress. That's where that phrase came from. And he was very successful at that. And actually, the Republicans who had won control of the House in 46 lost it again in 48.
Yeah. So I got 45 seconds. What do you think he's going to do over the next 2 years?
I think he's going to attack back to the middle. The other two are not good options for
him. Who's going to help him get there? Because he doesn't know how to get there.
Well, that's a huge problem, and I don't have a good answer for that.
It is a question that must be asked, though, right?
Yeah, well, I think they are staring down the barrel of a very, very difficult 2 years, and the president really doesn't have the political or negotiating skills to be able to get himself out of this thing like Reagan or Truman or certainly Clinton, who is the best of the three.
I'm going to say in the next 2 years, if he's going to get reelected, he's going to have a lot. He's going to have a lonely 2 years because his longtime friends are going to abandon him, and his new friends who will help him get elected, the Republicans, ironically, are not exactly going to be inviting him to all the parties. Hey, RichMullings.com is the website, folks. Check it out when you get a chance. Thanks, Rich, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Yes, sir.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.